alternative, and this one, this water treatment plant, is potentially very debilitating for now. Probably have to devote water as part of our time to keep people busy, and I know a permanent expense, what other things is all this? Because it involves people, you know, yeah, it involves tech and frankly, so, we're all working over that over the city, trying to just build it, and also for, we don't want anybody, you know, there is a question. We know that everybody in this thing did it, whatever they did, with the best of intention, and that's the best of our, I know all this morning, I don't want people in the staff to buy it up and say, well, if this guy did it, or this guy did it, or did it, that, that is dead. This point is to be done, and not to do it. Do the very best we can, and our losses, so far. That's what I'm going to do. Final step was, all this was rattling around in January. that was in Word Strong called Gruder. I said, I've already told him to get this loan. The president wants it done, and there's going to be no more arguing about it. Best we need that intelligence activity to move the program. And Gruder told Mitchell that Mr. Strong had ordered him to get it going on all of his orders on the president's orders. And Mitchell signed off on it. Realize that they now have their assets. They're trying to untangle it, not necessarily natural question to arise is, well, what are you going to do with the money? You don't have an approved plan. You know? So that is what it is.
Well, it doesn't hang together in a good sense of the campaign.
But what he meant to
say is,
no, he meant to
put his time on. That's fine. My guess is Mitchell could just say, well, I said he had this and that, and the other answer is all right, so they, but there was no buying of this, blah, blah, blah. He says we were deep to think it was, so he thinks we should have had a fast time. So, now O'Brien says that Magruder's objective or motive at the moment is a meeting with Mitchell and me. And, what he's going to tell the lawyers, they will be a shot across the mouth and start that meeting. O'Brien does really believe Jim, but he's not sure. O'Brien is shook over it himself, and he hears all of this. But he does see very definitely, and moves also to the theory of mixing apples and oranges. He's convinced that Jim is putting together things that don't necessarily fit together, or even over the conclusion. And again, he's very disappointed in it. O'Brien made the suggestion that if you wanted to force some of this to a head, one thing you might consider is that O'Brien and Parkinson, who are getting a little shaky now themselves, are retained by the committee. That is, by Frank Baylor, who is the chairman of the committee, the school assistant. They are involved in the damn thing. O'Brien and Parkinson.
Yes.
Well, they were in this office at the end.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's what I don't know. But they're involved in post-discovery, post-June 17.
They were.
Judgment is that he'll probably fail. has an enemy in his intention. As of now, is to reduce the car and be in contempt. The contempt is civil contempt, and it only runs for the duration of the grand jury, which is another duration. And once he's in jail anyway, it doesn't make a whole lot of difference.
I would almost bet that's what Liz will do.
No, that's what Dean will call the law for that. Dean has asked to O'Brien, Chief R. Lewis, or whatever his name is, the lead lawyer, for Liz to provide a private statement saying that Dean has nothing to advance on the Watergate, which Lee knows to be the case. To his knowledge, Dean has nothing about it. And Dean would like to have that statement in his pocket when he was asked.
Let me tell you something. When I come out of this, Right, the interesting thing is, would be to watch Mitchell's face